Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Jack Hilton and Richard Rodgers, go to the zoo, watch the clock, and listen to this past week in recording history. Today, July 2nd, marks the birth in 1892 in Lancashire, England, of bandleader Jack Hilton. His surname was originally spelled H-I-L-T-O-N, but by the time of his first professional engagement in 1905, he had changed the spelling to the showier H-Y-L-T-O-N. In 1914, he worked as a theater organist at the Alexandra Theater in Camden Town, and in 1920, he joined the Queen's Dance Orchestra in London, which began recording for HMV on May 28, 1921. He arranged some music for the band, trying to recreate the sound of Paul Whiteman's band, and managed to have Directed by Jack Hilton printed on the label of every record. He began recording under his own name at the beginning of 1923, and over the next couple of years played at the Piccadilly, the Kit Kat Club, and the Alhambra, where they stayed for a record 36-week engagement. In 1926, the band made their first radio broadcast, and in the 30s, the band appeared on radio in the Rinso Radio Review. In 1935, the band starred in their own film, She Shall Have Music, but later that year, Jack disbanded and went to the U.S., where he led a band of American musicians. The following year, he returned to England, reformed his band, which in 1938 starred in their second film, Bandwagon. Between 1927 and 38, the band made 16 European tours and was extremely popular in Europe, but in 1940, Jack Hilton decided to disband in favor of a second career as theatrical producer and entrepreneur. He died on January 29, 1965, of a heart attack. Here are three from Jack Hilton and his orchestra.
Da 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 little shy. Give me that look divine that says, oh, Cupid, my duty is near. I ought to love you.
Jack Hilton doing double duty as leader and vocalist on Cutie, written by Rudolph Frimmel and recorded January 4, 1926. Before that, demonstrating his wide range of musical styles, we heard the light classic The Grasshopper's Dance, written by Procida Ernest Luigi Bucolosi, also known as Ernest Elton. That's from June 16, 1931. We began our tribute to Jack Hilton with proof that Jack's band could play hot with Just the Same from October 24, 1927. The vocal on that recording was Jack Hilton, violinist Hugo Rignald, and Noel D'Amato, better known as Chappie, who played alto sax in the band. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, June 28th, marked the birth in 1902 in Hamel's Station, New York, of one of America's greatest and most prolific composers of popular songs, Richard Charles Rogers. While attending Columbia University, he met Lorenz Hart, and in 1918 they produced their first commercial tune, Any Old Place With You, in the 1919 Broadway show A Lonely Romeo. They wrote seven songs for the 1920 show Poor Little Ritz Girl, but from 1921 to 23, Rogers took musical training at New York's Institute of Musical Art. Their first Broadway success, the Garrick Gaieties, with its leading number Manhattan, opened at the Garrick Theater on May 17, 1925, for a one-week run, but stayed for 200 performances. Rogers and Hart's collaboration lasted until 1943 and produced 28 shows, 8 movies, and more than 550 songs. Following Hart's death from pneumonia in 1943, Rogers teamed up with Oscar Hammerstein II until Hammerstein's death in 1960. Rogers and Hammerstein's first musical was Oklahoma, and together they won 35 Tony Awards, 15 Academy Awards, 2 Pulitzer Prizes, 2 Grammy Awards, and 2 Emmys. Richard Rogers died on December 30th, 1979. Here's a trio of tunes from the pen of Richard Rogers. Thank you.
Just Danny for everybody but me.
George Olsen and his music, with the vocal refrain provided by the trio of Fran Fry, Bob Borger, and Bob Rice, and the musical question, Where's That Rainbow? That's from the Rodgers and Hart musical Peggy Ann and was recorded January 19, 1927. Peggy Ann is a musical in two acts and takes place in Glens Falls, New York, New York City, and Havana, Cuba. It opened at the Vanderbilt Theater on December 27, 1926, and ran for 333 performances, closing on October 29th of 1927. Where's That Rainbow was preceded by Judd Hill's Blue Devils from a Jeanette 78 waxed November 6, 1925, and Manhattan, Rodgers and Hart's first Broadway success, from the review The Garrick Gaieties. Jeanette issued five sides by Judd Hill's Blue Devils, which were recorded in three sessions in November of 1925. On December 4th, the group made three more sides, which were released as Judd Hill's Club Morocco Orchestra. Club Morocco may refer to the popular 1925 winter resort in Temple Terrace, Florida, which centered around the gambling casino known as the Club Morocco, which featured Spanish mission architecture, a tiled fountain, and an Egyptian mummy case in the lobby. We began our tribute to Richard Rodgers with the Knickerbockers, a Ben Selvin group, and Sentimental Me, recorded July 15, 1925, also from the Garrick Gaieties.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, July 1st, marked the opening in 1874 of the first zoo in the United States, the Philadelphia Zoo. Over 3,000 people visited, paying 25 cents for adults and 10 cents for children, to see the 1,000 animals. The Philadelphia Zoo was also the first zoo in North America to open a special zoo just for children. So to commemorate the Philadelphia Zoo, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about some creatures you might see at the zoo.
Thank you.
A set of rapidly rotating records about some animals you might see at the Philadelphia Zoo, America's first zoo. We began all the way back on September 20th, 1910, with the Grizzly Bear, played by Arthur Pryor's band. Next, we heard Art Landry and his orchestra recording for Victor in Oakland, California on November 14th, 1925, and the Camel Walk. We finished up with Lud Gluskin and his Versatile Juniors and Tiger Rag, recorded for Pathé in Paris, France, on February 10, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, on July 1st, back in 1941, the Bulova Watch Company sponsored the first TV commercial. It preceded a Brooklyn Dodgers baseball game and was a simple picture of a clock and a map of the U.S. and proclaimed, "America runs on Bulova time." That first TV ad cost the watchmaker $9. Bulova had aired radio's first nationally broadcast commercials in 1926, and in 1931 conducted the watch industry's first million-dollar advertising campaign. Its Bulova Watch Time was a familiar advertising message on TV, radio, and in print for decades. So to commemorate that first Bulova TV commercial, here are some rapidly rotating records about clocks, beginning with Oresti and his Queensland Orchestra.
Thank you.
happen to time. That Charleston dance is none of mine. I'm just telling you, give me tap on the time. We know that black bottom has winning ways. Give me back those old buck winging days. I'm here to tell you each movement's got to be in rhyme. When you're tapping the time.
The Rhythmic Eight, this time directed by John Furman, and Sherman Meyer's Ferry on the Clock from November 25, 1929. Before that, it was a 22-year-old Ray Starita directing the Piccadilly Revels Band on Tapping the Time from February of 1927. We began this clock set with Oreste Migliaccio and his Queensland Orchestra with their last known recording for Edison, made May 17, 1929, Me and the Clock. That was, in fact, one of the last of any recordings Edison made, since due to financial and other problems, the Edison Phonograph Division closed by the end of October 1929. Me and the Clock was composed by Pete Wendling, with the lyrics, which were sung there by the Revelers, by Jack Meskell and Billy Mann. The Revelers were usually Arthur Hall, John Ryan, and Ed Small.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Well, according to my Bulova watch, it's time for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Ray Starita once again.
Thank you.
I keep on believing in Santa Claus. Hello, baby, stick around. Hello, baby, you've been found. If you'll be my steady, I'm willing and ready. Hello, baby, hello.
People, yes, yes, I've met some very nice people, some very, very, very nice people, but you meet the nicest people in your dreams. It's funny, but it's true, and that's where I first met you, and you're the nicest, paradisest thing I ever knew. I've looked the universe over, from Wackenack, Sac to Dover, and now that we have met, how sweet it seems. I love you more the more I know you, which only goes to show you, you meet the nicest people in your dreams. We have met, how sweet it seems. I love you more, I know you, which only goes to show you, you meet the nicest people in your dreams. All fine people, grand people, most rambunctious people in your dreams. Yes, yes.
We started off this edition of This Week in Recording History with Ray Storito once again, this time with his Ambassadors Band, and That's What I Call Keen, written by Gus Kahn and Ted Fiorito. That's from June 30th, 1928. Next, it was Philip Spitalny and his orchestra with Seymour Simon and Richard Whiting's Hello Baby from June 29th, 1926. The singer was Denny Looney, who was probably a band member. We finished up with Fats Waller and his Rhythm from June 28, 1939, and You Meet the Nicest People in Your Dreams, written by Al Hoffman and Manny Kurtz. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.